Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about meth heads and streetlights. This is WLBT talking about the state of Mississippi having to jump in and bail Jackson out again. MDOT getting ready to spend $15.5 million to upgrade Central Mississippi's interstate lighting system and to make it meth-proof.
Copper wire theft in the Jackson Metro has been the subject of two Three on Your Side investigations. Tonight, we're on your side with an update on the Department of Transportation's efforts to light up our interstates. Three on Your Side's Brendan Hall has the latest. Brendan?
In January, we told you that MDOT had awarded a contract to Garver Engineering, a firm that's currently assessing and evaluating Central Mississippi's interstate lighting system. Part of the firm's project includes putting nearly $8 million toward items that will make it harder for thieves to steal copper wire.
This is a permanent repair, so it's not a Band-Aid or anything like that.
If you've driven along a dark section of an interstate that runs through the Jackson Metro and wondered why the lights aren't turned on, there's a good chance it's the result of copper wire theft.
I've been here 14 years, and as long as I can remember, this has been an issue here in Jackson.
Michael Flood with the Mississippi Department of Transportation says MDOT's leadership decided years ago that it would be a waste of taxpayer dollars to continuously repair lights that had been stripped of their copper wire.
See, that's how I know MDOT's not ran by insane people. They don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, expecting a different result while just getting the same result.
Because it would likely only be a matter of time before thieves struck again. But now, Flood says he's happy to report that progress is being made.
In recent years, we haven't had that good of an update. We've kind of been at a loss. So it's nice to be at this point where we are moving forward, and we do have a contract in place to not only change these to LEDs, but also have these preventative measures in place to prevent more copper theft from being stolen, and we'll keep our interstates lit up.
Some of those preventative measures include a monitoring system where MDOT is alerted if a segment of lights go out, allowing crews to respond immediately. Part of the project with Garver Engineering also includes doing away with bridge mounts and restricting access to wires by burying conduits underground and not having any junction boxes that are accessible from surface level.
We have a plan in place. It's going to be a process. We just ask everyone to bear with us and give us some patience and time to allow us to make those repairs.
And that process is expected to last for a number of months. Flood says he's hopeful the firm will get to the design phase of the project toward the end of the year, and then the implementation phase would follow shortly afterwards. I'm Brendan Hall, Three on Your Side.
Have any other cities in the state of Mississippi had to have their lighting system meth-proofed? I'm waiting. Anybody else? And I'm using meth as a catch-all here. Crack too. Anybody? Gulfport? Biloxi? Canton? Even Canton's got streetlights. How's Jackson being outdone by Canton? Anyway, meth proof and streetlight, having to bury stuff underground. I did a live stream last night. I thought it was rather entertaining. Y'all guys can go back and watch it on my YouTube, on my Facebook, or my Rumble. Search Clay Edwards Show. Or Save Jackson, either or. We talked about this a little bit last night. I would have thought I don't know. But to hear all these politicians talk about solar power and green energy, I mean, they got a huge solar power plant over in Scott County. I think they're going to build another one somewhere. I mean, to hear about all this solar energy, why do we even need copper wire in these lights? Can't we just put a little solar panel up on the top of them to run some low energy LEDs? I mean, I would think if solar power worked good for anything, it would be this right here. And you mount all the power related stuff up top. So, crackhead at minimum, a meth head, never underestimate the athletic ability of somebody strung out on meth, by the way. They'd have to climb up the pole with like a tree climber thing where they wrap it around and they shimmy up. I mean, so at least if one fell, we'd get a nice splatter. We're going to have to get cameras on them. That may be a cost, but surely we can just wire the cameras into the solar power. Should never quit working if solar works as good as people say it does. On the outside of my house, I have one of those little cheap, whoever had the house before me put it up there, and I've just left it. It sort of works. It's a little cheap light you kind of stick on the house, a little outdoor light, and it's solar powered. Surely we could do a bigger version of that, one of the big solar panels up there, and you don't have to put any copper in the ground. You don't have to meth proof any of this stuff. It's got to be cheaper than $15.5 million. They're replacing the lights anyway. They said they're moving over to LED. Do an LED with a solar panel. I don't know. Maybe the solar panels cost $15 million each. I've never bought a solar panel. Seems ridiculous to me. Let's see here. Somebody just followed me on Rumble. Thank you. Game on Wheels. Appreciate you. Game on Wheels. Is that the mobile? I'm assuming you're listening right now. Is that the mobile video game trailer I see around? I think that's a really cool idea. They go to birthday parties and stuff with all the video games. Somebody asked on the Guns of Gear text line, is Robin Hood considered a town or its own meth country? I don't know, man. I tell you what, I know there's some good people out at Robin Hood. I'm not talking to you. Good people, I'm not talking to you. I grew up in South Jackson, Byram. We had Lake Ridgely. What a strange development Lake Ridgely is. There's some really nice houses or really nice trailers back there, and then there's not. You could pull in Lake Ridgely and smell the ammonia. That's what they use to cook meth. You could pull in there and just smell it in the air. Y'all know how I feel about Jasco gas stations. If you listen to this show for more than one episode, if they ever build a Jasco in your neighborhood, it's too late. It's just too late. You pack up what you can, throw it in your car, get the hell out, save yourself. The bank will forgive you. I'm kidding. Don't take financial advice from me. I'm a maniac. Ammonia is the same way. If you pull in your neighborhood and you smell ammonia in the air, somebody's probably cooking meth. It's too late. Pack your belongings. Get whatever you can fit in your car. Get the hell out. So I know there's a lot of that out at Robin Hood. Unfortunately, with the goon squad gone, not keeping it under check, you know, one of the unintended consequences of shipping the goon squad off is Robin Hooders are running amok. Again, I know there's good folks that live out there. We're not talking about you. Touche to Lake Ridgely. Let's take a break, come back, read some of your texts on the Guns of Gear text line. The text line is 769-241-1944. If you want to chime in this morning on the phone, the Mazda of Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. Don't forget, every vehicle purchase at Mazda of Jackson comes with a limited lifetime powertrain warranty for free and no extra cost. You also get a free 43-inch TV with all purchases. Man, that's awesome. Free 43-inch TV and a lifetime powertrain warranty. That's good stuff. I'll tell you what, I don't normally do this, but let's take a call before we go to break here on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Hey. I'm calling about the solar lights.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, if you know where Hugh Ward Boulevard is,
oh, yeah.
They ran them all the way down the middle. They ran some solar lights on there, and we didn't have sunshine for about 2.5 weeks. And if you notice, on the sides of the road, they've got the regular power line lights. All of those were working just fine. But those solar lights without sun for 2.5 weeks, not a single solar light was working on Hugh Ward in the middle, in the median.
Now, I took that into account. I should have said it. I did think about that last night. I kind of thought this through. I just figured that's a small sacrifice to pay than for the copper to get stolen out of them and go years and months without them. You know, every now and then you're going to have a little weather disturbance. It's kind of like going with DirecTV. Every now and then you're going to have some issues. But overall, it should work. Yeah, so, no, look, great point, man. Great example on that. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
have a good one, brother. Hey, look, you know, you got to factor that in. There's going to be some outages here and there, but it's still better than having to replace the copper at a multi-million dollar expense every time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show.